Warning, this episode contains references to drug use, arson, vandalism, assault, more arson, and indecent exposure. In other words, it's a slow week down here in Florida. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, March the 10th, 2020.
So after we recorded this episode, we went back and listened to it, and it just doesn't measure up to our usual standards. So instead, we are going to keep this one in the vault and let you guys listen to a vintage episode from last year. And we're going to throw in the Patreon version as well, so you get a little bit of extra after the Ballad of Florida Man. So keep listening at the end to hear that story that you've never heard before unless you are one of our patrons. And patrons, you guys will get something special this week too. We just haven't figured out what that is yet, but you'll see what it is as soon as we figure out what we're going to throw you. So here's this week's episode.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
a Florida woman channels her inner samurai.
A Florida couple try to bake a ham in their car.
A Florida man finds out that you shouldn't taunt the cops you're running from.
And a Florida woman isn't happy to see you, and no, that isn't a banana either.
Plus, fabulous Florida facts, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
We still gonna do the Florida facts?
Actually, I think I forgot the book today.
Did you? You know what you could do though?
Lose it?
No, you could. Well, other than that, you could make up something. I wouldn't know a different.
True.
You say Pensacola used to be owned by Spain or something. I wouldn't know any different.
I believe it did.
Did it really?
Yeah. You wouldn't know if I'm lying right now either, would you?
Not a fucking clue.
It's been another banner week for Florida Man.
Has it really?
Yeah. There's a couple of stories that really hit big that we're not going to cover. One is the twerking shoplifter. I don't know if you've seen that video.
I did not see that one.
Yeah. Over in Pembroke Pines, I believe, there was a tag team of shoplifters. One was doing the pilfering, and the other one, she was just twerking down the aisle.
She was the distractor.
To draw the attention. Yeah. Yes, she was the distraction.
Are we doing the one where the alligator broke into the house?
No, we're not going to do
good.
That
we're
one
not doing that. Everybody did that one.
Yeah. And there was another one just because it was such a sad story. There was a unfortunate young lady who lost her life, because the gun that she and her boyfriend were using for foreplay went off and claimed her life.
I did not read that.
Yeah, and he's in jail.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
What was it, like a role play thing or something?
They didn't go into detail, so I figured it was not worth really getting into the story because the only details were gun, foreplay, he's in jail, she's dead.
Yeah, not a lot to cover there.
No, we can't really make fun of that one.
No. Oh, me. So we got a little, no promos, but we got some activities coming up.
Yes.
We do. This weekend's a busy weekend, going to see a Metallica tribute band.
I saw that.
Rockstar Harley.
I was driving by the Harley Davidson place on the way to work yesterday.
We're going to go see that on Sunday.
That's cool.
What else we got going on? Next weekend, we're going to see Brett Floyd, the Pink Floyd tribute band. I've seen him once out here in Florida. They're coming again.
Cool.
Then I'm really excited about Disturbed coming in September. Mm-hmm. Found out that one of my coworkers, she's in the row behind us.
Oh, nice.
Yep. We were working on. I went over today, and she's literally did not know this. Didn't plan it. She's in the row. Literally, we're in 14. She's in 15.
That's pretty cool.
No, 13. She's in 14. So we got to work out the tailgate party and all that kind of stuff. Signs, banners. You know, the stuff like that. And I said, and who's going to bring the weed and that kind of stuff.
But okay.
I don't smoke weed, but.
So it's not going to be you that brings it then?
No. I could get it, but I'm not. It kind of defeats the purpose, but I'm not going to buy it and then hand it out. I don't smoke it. Here, y'all can have it.
That's kind of a expensive little
gift. It is. So we're not doing that. What else we got going on? That's about it.
Oh, my daughter's got a job, so that's
a job,
a summer job, yeah.
A paying job?
Paying job. She's she is not really a babysitter cuz the mom is still there, but she's helping out with triplet 2-year-olds.
As in 3?
As in 3.
Damn.
So she goes over every morning and helps get the kids up and dressed and does the laundry and does the dishes and gets breakfast ready for them and helps mom get the day started because three is a little much.
How old are they?
Two. Mm. Oh, no, maybe they're like two and a half, almost three.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
So now the only problem is that instead of having one woman fighting me for the bathroom in the morning, it's two. Mm.
You only have one bathroom?
That the three of us use. Yeah. Because we got extended family. Oh. The other one.
All right. Well, yeah. Oh, you're not going to read this crime thing again, are you?
Yeah. The True Crime Podcast Festival.
All right. Here we go.
Because it's just a month away now on Saturday, July 13th.
So we only have to do this for one more month?
Yes. At the Marriott downtown Chicago on the Magnificent Mile. There are now over 90 true crime podcasters coming, including Pretend Radio, All Crime, No Cattle, Empty Frames, Getting Off, Already Gone, Our True Crime Podcast, So Dead, The Hidden Staircase, Corpus Delicti, Coast to Ghost, Death by Champagne, Nature versus Narcissism, and lots more, including me, Joel from Florida Men. This is a full-day event and gives you a chance to meet your favorite podcasters in a large-scale meet-and-greet with several panel discussions and live episode recordings. I can't wait to meet some of my favorite podcasters and our listeners in person, face-to-face. And to find out more, just head to truecrimepodcastfestival.com, and I'll see you there.
Okay.
As usual, Wednesday night, trivia at the Trivia Factory at the Brass Tap in Naples, Florida, from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. every Wednesday. And on Thursday nights, the Geeks Who Drink Pub Quiz at Fancy Southern Cafe. That's in Fort Myers, Florida, from 7 to 9 p.m. on Thursday nights. Both games are free to play, and you can win food and drinks.
So I would be remiss if I did not mention the fact that it is still hot as freak around here.
You can say fuck on our show. This doesn't get broadcast yet.
It's hot. It's hot. So wherever you are.
We're about to get some rain, though. That should cool
things
off.
Yes, a storm coming. Looks like it's coming through now.
Yep.
But if it starts lightning, I'm going to have to go. I'm going to have to leave.
Why?
I'm going to go in there.
Do you want to be out?
I don't want to be out here. I get scared.
Really?
No, not really.
I was going to say, the clowns come with the.
Shut up. No clown shit. Fuck the fucking clowns.
Okay. Yeah, we had a listener ask if you were still.
The answer would be yes.
Not a fan of clowns.
The answer would be yes, I am not. All right, let's get into the stories of the week. Story number one, Florida woman accused of wielding two machetes and threatening bar patrons with them.
As you do.
Yeah, of course. A Florida woman is accused of bringing two machetes to a bar, waving them around and threatening customers. Now, machetes, the big blade things that you use, like to chop weeds and things in the yards and in the woods. And
yeah, stuff. Chop machetes. Vines down in the woods, yeah.
Not something you would normally have hanging around somewhere.
Well, as we covered in a previous episode, you and I both keep them in our Jeeps.
Yeah, I think I do.
I know I do.
I don't know if I do or not. We need that to cut the trees down that you hit.
Yeah. No, I don't have to cut down the trees. The trees fall down on their own when I'm around.
When you get too deep and you back in somewhere, anyway.
I don't think I've ever. You don't have the control when you've got one in each hand.
That's gonna take out my kneecap. If I start whipping that stuff around, yeah, I'm bound to take out a leg. Take a big chunk out of my kneecap.
At the very least, you're gonna end up with a new pair of holes in your pants.
Yeah. On May the 31st, Victoria Lynn Morley told the patrons of Axe and Ale in downtown St. Petersburg that she has killed more than 100 people with the machetes, according to an arrest affidavit.
Something tells me she's bullshitting.
The arrest report states Morley started waving the machetes in a, quote, careless and threatening manner, unquote.
100 people, that would put you,
that's
put her.
A serial killer.
That is.
Mass murderer. That's a.
Yeah, I mean, 100. If they were at one time, that would be the mass murderer. If it's over time, it would be serial killer. But that would put her in like the top rankings of serial killers.
Because we would have heard of her before now.
Yes, yeah, they would have. The police would have detected a pattern of the machete.
Correct.
Wounds.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Miss Morley is 54 years old and is accused of scraping the blades together.
Chink chink.
St. Petersburg police say Morley threatened to kill Axe and Ale's owner if she followed her out of the bar. Morley's behavior and actions caused a breach of peace in the bar. I did not know we had a breach of peace in the bar.
Is that
supposed, like a breach means that there is an agreed upon stance?
Yeah, you're disturbing the peace.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I guess St. Pete, they call it a breach of peace.
Okay. Axonel opened in June of 2018. It claims to be St. Petersburg's first axe-throwing range.
Axe-throwing. Ale.
Yeah. Oh, I get it now.
Axe and ale.
I always thought it was like a reference to, yeah.
Like guitars?
Yeah, I was thinking, yeah, either that or Guns N' Roses.
Okay, yeah.
Morley faces the misdemeanor charge of disorderly conduct. But anyway, so she just comes in, wielding the machete, starts scraping them together to scare them, claims she's killed 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
Over what?
I think she was just bragging. But I want to go back to, I want to go to this place. An axe throwing range in a bar.
Yeah.
That is.
Now I play darts in a bar, but I've never thrown an axe in a bar.
Yeah, that's going to cause a little more damage.
Yeah.
That's.
Well, they have either blocks of wood that you throw up. I've seen them on TV.
I haven't. This is either the worst business plan in the history of bars or the best.
Yeah, we may have to go to St. Pete and check this one out.
Yeah.
Road trip.
Maybe I'll stop on my way up to Chicago next month.
No, you're not. You know you're not. Don't say that.
No, I'm not.
See, I know you're not.
Not in St. Pete. I might try to find a axe throwing bar when I'm in Chicago.
There you go. I'm sure they have them. I think you'd be good at that, Joel.
I don't.
$10 says you take off your right ear.
Yep. I'm sure you have to sign a waiver first.
I'm quite certain you would as well.
Story number two. Florida couple arrested at a mall for leaving a small pig inside a hot car.
Is that the reference in the beginning that you said about...
Baking the ham, yes.
Baking the ham. Oh, come on.
A Florida couple were taken into custody on Monday at the Avenues Mall in Jacksonville after authorities say they left a small, multicolored pig inside a hot vehicle.
Multicolored.
Multicolored, yep.
So a rainbow-colored pig.
Well, I mean, it's probably like pink and brown and white.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
I guess that would be multicolored. More than one has it multi.
Trinity Tavares Soto, age 19, and Mark Gray, age 20, were arrested and charged with animal cruelty. According to the arrest report, the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office responded to a call around 2:30 p.m. regarding an animal inside a vehicle at the Avenues Mall, located at 10,300 Southside Boulevard. Now, if you're getting that call as the police officer, animal in a hot vehicle,
mm-hmm.
How far down on that list in your mind is pig?
Right behind dog.
Right behind dog? I would think dog number one.
Dog number one.
Cat number two. Some kind
monkey
of
number three.
Monkey, yeah.
Monkey number three.
Had a lot of monkeys. Some kind
snake,
of bird.
Snake number four. Bird number five. Alligator number six.
I would put alligator maybe before bird.
Okay, alligator before bird.
We've actually covered alligators in the car.
Yeah, we have.
Twice on this show.
Twice. Let's see.
I don't think pig would be in my top 10.
I don't think that wouldn't be what I would go for.
No. Upon arrival, police met with a witness who told them that she was going to work when she noticed a pig in the back seat of a vehicle in the parking lot. That would catch my eye, too.
Mm-hmm.
The witness...
And by pig, she means a real...
A pig. Like
a real pig, not a...
Yes, not a fat person.
Okay.
No, a oink oink pig. The witness stated she tried to find the owner of the pig, but was unsuccessful. JSO observed the pig in question in the backseat of the vehicle and attempted to locate the owner by running the tag. JSO says, based on the totality of the circumstances, they used their police-issued window breaker and busted out the rear passenger window. Inland temperatures on Monday reached triple digits, a record high for Memorial Day in Jacksonville.
I told you it was hot.
It was fucking hot. The officer opened the door and took the pig out, immediately placing the pig in the back seat of a patrol car. So want to make a joke right now, but I'm not going to. While they were attempting to locate the owners of the car, Tavares Soto and Gray both walked out of the mall and to the car. They were taken into custody after determining the vehicle belonged to them.
Now, if you got the cops, if you walk out and you look and cops are surrounding your car, your window's busted out, do you really go to your car? Or do you admit it, or do you go back in the mall and go, yeah, we got to call Uber. we got to get another car out of here.
You know, eventually, well.
Or are you pissed because your supper just got stolen?
Yeah, or you're pissed because you're going to have to repair the window. And, you're pissed that at the very least, yeah, you're going to have a repair bill.
I don't know if I would make that long walk of shame to the car, though.
No, you let him tow it.
But it depends on how much I love the pig. If I love the pig, I wouldn't have left him in the car.
It depends on how
much. Is it a pet pig, or they just found the pig in general?
They didn't say, but I did see a follow-up story where the pig has now been relocated to a farm in the Jacksonville area.
Oh, to a farm?
Yes.
Okay.
Which means that eventually
it'd be bacon.
He's going to be bacon.
Fantastic. Story number three. Florida woman whipped stepson with a belt 30 times for tardiness.
Not 30 times.
A Florida woman was arrested yesterday for striking her stepson with a leather belt 30 times after he was late for his midnight curfew. The victim punished is 26 years old.
Now you see why it made the news.
I'm like, why did you put this in here? This is like, yeah, okay, he's 26. God, dog. Got his ass handed to him.
By his stepmama.
By his stepmom.
Wicked stepmother.
Cops allege that Valerie Branch Galloway delivered the 12:30 a.m. belt lashing in the Largo home she shares with her husband, who's the father of the victim.
That's usually how the stepmother thing works.
Who has been residing with the couple for the past 3 months. According to the arrest affidavit, Branch Galloway offered the victim his choice of two punishments for being 30 minutes late. She could tell his father, or he could endure the, quote, licks.
Who the fuck cares? He's 26 years old. He's 8 years an adult. You got a fucking curfew? Dude, man up. Tell her you whip my ass, I'm going to whip yours too.
Should have taken the red pill. During police questioning, Branch Galloway admitted striking her stepson 30 times with a leather belt, quote, in the buttock area for being late, unquote. Yeah. The man, investigators say, quote, picked the licks. As a result, Branch Galloway struck the victim 11 times in the buttock area before he told her to stop. However, cops allege Branch Galloway said, no, you have 19 more, and delivered the balance of the belt licks. Well, how did she come up with 30?
Because he was 30 minutes late.
Oh, good point.
One for each minute.
Damn.
Now, I've seen some videos online of stepmothers spanking the stepson, and the stepson getting licks from the stepmom, but there's never a belt involved.
That was a switch. We used to go to little. We used to have to go get our own switch.
No, I'm not talking about those kind of licks.
Oh, never mind. Okay. Sorry. I just got a little creepy. During police questioning, Branch Galloway admitted striking her stepson 30 times with a leather belt in the buttock area for being late. She denied that the victim ever said to stop.
So what if he didn't say to stop? Even if he did, it's still assault. He's an adult.
Yep. A Largo Police Department officer noted the victim, quote, still had bruising on his lower right back and hip area.
Damn.
The cops added, it should have been noted that the vic is 26 years old.
Yeah.
Charged with domestic battery, Branch Galloway was booked early Monday into the county jail on the misdemeanor count. She is scheduled for an initial court appearance.
So, how old were you the last time you got a whipping from one of your parents?
13, 12, maybe.
I think I was
maybe
10.
Maybe, if that.
When I was,
I hit Daddy in a 2x4. What, they hit in the head with a 2x4 one time. But that
explains so much.
Yeah.
My mom.
Now, I mean, Daddy didn't hit me. I hit Daddy in the head with a 2x4.
Oh.
It was an accident. I was holding the stick up. Holding the 2x4 while he was nailing something, and it slipped and knocked him off the ladder, and he got a little peeved about that.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I hit him in the head.
Damn. Now, I
did a lot of stupid shit.
I was like 8 or 9 when my mom broke a wooden spoon on my ass. I think that was that was the second to last time.
We had a paddle. Daddy had a.
My dad just took off the belt.
You ever get whipped in school?
Not in school, no.
I did. By my uncle. My uncle was a damn principal. Beat my ass one day. You know, it wasn't my fault.
I think in Michigan, corporal punishment had been outlawed by the time
what ain't my I fault? Got there. We were in seventh grade. And one of my friends came to school high. He and his buddy, and two of my friends came to school high. And a bag of weed fell out of their pants in class next to my desk. And they accused it to be me. So being my
those
uncle.
Those are good friends.
Yeah, great friends. Being my uncle, my mother's brother, couldn't show favoritism, so yeah.
Nope.
Whacked my ass right in the hallway.
The other two get it too?
No.
Damn.
I didn't rat him out. I don't think. I know he whooped my ass.
Yeah. Actually, being the uncle might have kept you from getting the cops called on you.
That's true. Okay, time for our Florida man food fight.
Yep, this is another wonderful story of Florida man wasting good food on a bad situation. A Florida man was arrested Sunday after an alleged culinary confrontation in which police say the 27-year-old hurled an ear of corn at his mother's head. Cody Cummings was arrested at 3:30 a.m. after being accused of the corn kerfuffle at a Zephyr Hills home.
What's a kerfuffle?
It's like a incident. Like a...
What?
Like an incident. Like a bust-up.
Oh, okay.
According to the Pasco County Sheriff's Office, Cummins is accused of throwing the corn cob at his mother. Officials said the woman was hurt, but didn't sustain any injuries in the food fight.
Why did he hurt? He can't hurt nobody with a kernel of ear of corn.
I didn't say whether it had the...
Was it hit or not?
Didn't say whether it hit her in the...
Or it was frozen.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that could hurt.
That would hurt.
But it said just the cob, so... If it's like a used cob where you already ate all the kernels off of it, that's not going to hurt at all. That's like 6 ounces at the most.
Mm-hmm. I still can't get over 26-year-old getting his ass beat by a stepmom. I'm like, when I saw that headlines, I'm like, why are you putting, what's so, this ain't a Florida man thing. It's just so, what is, oh, he's 26.
Yeah. Story number four. Florida man calls 911 and brags about running from cops and gets caught. This dumbass. A Florida man wanted on a warrant was arrested after he fled from a traffic stop and called 911 to brag about getting away.
Oh, brilliant.
Nicholas Carlman Jones, age 19, allegedly said on the call, "What do we pay you guys for? Like, I've driven past four cops," unquote. Jones told the police he ran from the stop because he thought it would be, quote, fun, according to an arrest affidavit filed in the case. Jones eventually was pulled over in St. Augustine. In his car, authorities say they found a jar full of marijuana, THC wax, a small bag containing an unknown white powder, and a dish containing a pink-tinted crystal substance, as well as several pipes and dishes. Jones faces multiple drug charges. He was taken to the St. John's County Jail, where he continued to joke and laugh about the incident, according to the news station. Dude was high as fuck.
He ran from him, got away, then calls the cops and says, "Hey, what are y'all fucking stupid? Can't catch me?"
I've driven past you like four times.
And you still can't catch me. Y'all are idiots. What are we paying you for?
What a dumbass. When he's got at least three different kinds of drugs, maybe four in the car.
Well, I'm guessing the white powder substance isn't flour.
Yeah, probably not. There's a couple things it could be.
And I'm guessing the pink stuff isn't rock salt. So, yeah.
Rock candy.
Rock candy.
Yeah.
Story number five. We can top that one. Florida woman caught smuggling 9 cell phones into prison in her underwear. What? 9 cell phones?
Mm-hmm.
So I heard this didn't happen. All right, I got to tell you this. I heard this on the radio coming over. Coming home today. I don't know where it wasn't in Florida. I think it was, I don't know where it was. Police got called to this woman's to the house for a disturbance. This girl had gotten into an argument with her mother, and she's sitting out in the car in the driveway.
Mm-hmm. The mother is?
No, the kid. The girl. Well, she ain't a kid, but the young lady.
The daughter.
Daughter. She has white substance on her nose, all on her upper lip and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And as she gets to, and the cops come in and say, "What's, you know, get out of the car." She gets out of the car, and she has all of a sudden flopping out of her, underneath her pants comes a feminine hygiene product, followed by bag of pills.
Okay.
Not mine. I don't know where that came from. Not mine. She had a bag of pills stuffed up her hoo-ha, only held in by a tampon. She stood up, the tampon fell out, and the tampon dropped it on the ground. It's not mine.
All I got to say to that is...
Hello. God damn. All right. A Florida woman is accused of trying to smuggle 9 cell phones into the Charlotte County Correctional Institute, where she is an employee. Arrest documents say that Jasmine...
C.
Siler? Curler?
I would say Coiler.
C-U-I.
Coiler.
Jasmine set off the metal detector on Wednesday, and when she was patted down, something large was felt in her groin area.
Yeah, it was.
She first denied she had anything in her britches, saying she was on her period, and it was a pad. However, a metal detector wand also detected something in her britches, the documents went on to say.
Did they say britches?
They did not. I just say britches.
Oh, okay.
Instead of pants. She was then asked to remove her britches when investigators found a, quote, large object protruding from her underwear.
That ain't normal.
Eventually, Jasmine removed 2 plastic bags from underneath her underwear, according to the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office. Inside those bags were 9 cell phones, 2 SIM cards, batteries, and power cords. She's got a fucking AT&T store.
Well, you know, Radio Shack went out of business. Somebody's got to
pick up the slack. She was arrested and taken to the Charlotte County Jail. Well, she's already at the Charlotte County Jail, isn't she?
No, she was at the prison.
Oh, okay.
Because they got a... She's facing several
contraband-related charges. The Florida Department of Corrections released a statement about Jasmine's arrest. The FDC takes the introduction of contraband into secure facilities very seriously. The actions of Mrs. Jasmine do not reflect the tireless dedication of more than 12,000 correctional officers who work each day to protect Florida communities. Jasmine was hired at FDC in 2016. And was a correctional officer sergeant. The department is moving forward with her immediate dismissal. For additional details regarding her arrest, please contact the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office. That's some big old panties. That's all I got to say about that.
And
that's
she's not a big woman either.
Oh,
she's not? No, I looked at the mugshot. She's like just average size. I mean,
see, those smaller. Got to be the kind of panties that, you know, if that's the woman you won't sit next to if a plane goes down. Because you can share the parachute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cover up the, tie the leg openings into a knot. And jump out and poof, float down like a butterfly. God.
All right, story number 6. Florida man exchanges gunfire with police over a parking space. And we got another one of these flowery language articles again. Whether it's in New York City or small towns in France, parking arguments seem to be a universal language. However, most of those arguments don't tend to escalate to one party pulling out a gun and shooting wildly into the public. And then there's Florida. No. That's exactly what happened in Florida when a parking dispute led to an elderly man shooting his blindly before being arrested over the weekend. The incident began in the parking lot of Pembroke Pines Mall in Pembroke Pines, Florida. Both drivers were trying to get a space outside the mall's movie theater when the argument started. The argument continued until 81-year-old Solomon Stinson pulled out his gun and began firing at the victim's car, shattering the back windshield. Stinson then hopped back into his car and drove off.
You can have it.
I'll take out your window, but you can have the spot. All right. Passing police saw the former Miami-Dade County school board member driving down the street, still firing his gun indiscriminately.
Just popping caps down the street, so he chased after him.
Firing in the air, he's just driving down the street. And he's an ex-school board member. This led to a chase between Stinson and police, which took a small pause when Stinson got out of his car and began exchanging gunfire with police. He then got back into his car and drove off before he lost control of the vehicle shortly after. After trying to flee on foot, police caught up with Stinson and took him into custody.
Probably didn't take too long being 81. He probably didn't have a couple quick first steps.
No, and I'm sure he ran out of ammo at that point.
I know.
Police revealed this wasn't the first violent encounter Stinson was involved with. Pembroke Pines police revealed that Stinson's previous history involved an aggravated assault in Miramar as he drove through a residential area. While stopped, Stinson pulled his gun on a woman who tried approaching his car before driving off. Despite the gunfire, no one was reportedly harmed as a result of the incident. Stinson is currently being held in custody while police conduct a proper investigation. They probably let him go before because they thought, oh, he's just a harmless old man. This will never happen again. And he escalated.
Good God.
But,
yeah, former... Just over a parking spot.
Mm-hmm. And you would think somebody who's a school board member could conduct themselves...
So that's the thing, great thing about driving a Jeep that's on 37s and a 4.5-inch lift. If you pull up and they got a little squatty car there, you mm-hmm. can stay there if you want. I'll just mm-hmm. drive on top of you. Yeah, park that tire on it, and we can both have the same spot.
You see your plastic bumper, and you see my steel bumper with the big stinger yeah. on the front of it?
Yeah. Good luck with that. I think the steel's going to win. All right, that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to Florida Man.
Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Florida Man Pod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674. And don't forget to send us in those stories from your neck of the woods.
If you would like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridaman, or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridaman. And if I may say, mm-hmm. Joel presented some items that we may or may not put into our store.
Yeah, we might have some new merch. Well, let's see how they turn out before we announce them.
Okay. Are we going to get Florida Man condoms? That would be really cool, by the way.
I didn't see any in the vendor that we have, so that might be a special order. We'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally, and they are, it says right here, all caps, Koneth, Colin, David, Erica, Heather, woo-hoo, Jessica, Katie, Kurt, Matt, Paradise After Dark Podcast, The Hidden Staircase Podcast, Roxanne, Stephanie, and Travis.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed in my living room.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man. And Tracy, you can kiss my ass.
Florida Man, it might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. A mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida Man. Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida Man. Florida Man. He's a dumbass, but we love him. He's a Florida Man.
All right, it's time for our Patreon story.
All right, why don't you go ahead and read this one?
Well, it's my turn.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, it's my turn.
All right.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's my turn. All right. So a Patreon story. This is not a long one, but interesting. Florida man pours salt in Walmart to get rid of evil spirits around him. I hate Walmart. Don't make me read the Walmart one.
You're just the one that said,
I didn't know it was about fucking Walmart. All right. A Florida man told deputies.
Yeah.
No. The hell does that mean? A Florida man told deputies he poured salt on the floor of a Walmart store to get rid of evil spirits around him.
Was he?
Well, everybody knows that. I mean, it's.
Yeah.
Why is it such a big deal?
I mean, that's what Sam and Dean Winchester do on Supernatural.
The Pasco Sheriff's Office arrested 38-year-old Damian Dean Cantrell early Sunday morning.
Damian Dean. So he's got Damien from, like, The Omen, so, like, the devil. But he's also got Dean, who is... Whoa. God damn
it. Way to go, Joel. You just spilt your fucking Diet Coke all over my carpet, and that's all... Oh, for God's sake. This is a disaster.
This is unfortunate.
Oh, for crying out loud. clean up on aisle four.
I don't have ants everywhere now.
There's no sugar, it's diet.
Oh.
Well, that is precisely why we can't have nice shit.
Yeah, I'm moving back to beer next week.
Just... I'll buy you a fucking sippy cup.
with a round bottom, so if you hit it, it just rolls back up.
I don't know where I was.
I think you got into sentence two.
All right.
But my point was that this guy is, you know, if somebody knows something about demons and you got to pour salt on the ground, it's a guy named Damien.
It'd be a guy named Damien.
Or a guy named Dean.
A store manager told investigators a man poured salt on the floor and on his feet before walking into the woods near the store. The manager said he wanted the man charged with trespassing. A deputy found Cantrell lying under some trees in the woods, but still on Walmart property. He was arrested and taken to Land O'Lakes Detention Center. Well, this is odd at best.
Yeah, that's why I included it. That's a Florida man story. Just break out the box of salt at Walmart. Dump it on the ground.
Well, it gets rid of the spirits.
Make a little pentagram around you.
Well, it's either that or peyote. They taught us that in Young Guns.
It's been a long time since I've seen that movie.
God, what is it? Got rid of the... What was the thing? The peyote and the evil spirits in Young Guns. I was going somewhere and I just completely lost it. Oh, well. Anyway, sorry. Well, that's not a huge, stupid story, but that's what y'all pay extra for.
So. Yep. We got to do it.
Y'all have a great week, folks. We appreciate y'all, and take care of yourself.
Only 4 weeks till Chicago.
Peace.
Can't take me anywhere. Jesus Christ. Oh, for God's sake, Joel. Ugh. What an asshole. That's it. I'm going back to beer. Well, we can't have nice shit.
At least you dumped it on the floor, not the microphones.
Not Jordan pissing in here, she's spilling fucking drinks. Here. We're good.
excuse me.
I did not know we had a peach there. It claims the St. Petersburg first axe throwing range. Whoop, I said that wrong.
I added that in. I know I went off script, but we need some more for our quickies. You're next.
We got this email?
Oh, that's from the template. I just deleted it.
Oh, I thought we had an email.
No,
okay.
No email.
We'd like to thank our Patreon. That's not me.
No. We'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally, and they are... Oh, I didn't update this shit. Let me pull that up real quick. Patrons. Dun, 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 dun. Sorry, this is my do you see what's his name finally lost yesterday?
Yeah. What, he win 2 point something million?
Yeah, he was basically one show short of Ken Jennings' dollar total.
Got 97% of the answers correct.
And then
the IRS is already coming after him for their half.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Oh, did you see his on his Twitter account, he changed his profile picture to Weird Al Yankovic from the I Lost on Jeopardy video. Weird Al shared that out. All right.
You would follow Weird Al.
I do.